All right, I have to interrupt this season because there's too much shit going on for me to just be on here every week with y'all acting like this shit ain't happening. I live in a red state, okay? I live in America. And for those of y'all who only listen to podcasts, do not watch the news, do not pay attention to anything political. Grow up. But, okay. So, we're basically mid-October. October is basically done. We're looking at November. November, people will not have access to food assistance. Meaning, the month and months coming where people spend the most money on food, people who rely on the government to have food for themselves and their families will not have it. Grandmothers will not have food. Grandfathers will not have food. Mothers with multiple kids will not have food. Fathers with multiple kids will not have food, but will be expected to pay their bills as if they have enough money to pay for the people in their households to eat. So, what does that mean? It means there's going to be a lot more theft for grocery stores, which is going to help raise the prices and have our aisles locked down. There's going to be a lot more police out. There's going to be a lot more people trying to steal things in order to get money. There's going to be a lot of pawn shops having people's goods because when you take away something people need to maintain day to day, they do things you would never think they would do. Okay, there's that. As far as this government, they're still on a partial shutdown. Okay, as of October, it's looking like it's going to trickle into November still. Senators are still struggling to figure out how they're going to resolve the spending of dollars when it comes to the healthcare. So there's that. Meanwhile, we are funding Israel's healthcare with our tax dollars. Make it make sense. There is a controversial AI generated post going all over media, aka King Trump. We had a lot of protests that were going on in Illinois because people ain't going for that shit. He is no king, okay? The administration is trying to bring back manufacturing jobs into the U.S., but they're facing challenges. One, because they're racist as fuck. We saw what happened at that car manufacturing place, and all of those workers went the fuck home. Because why would you send ICE in there knowing they came to do a job? The National Guard is deployed in Illinois. And yeah, there's that. Congress, what's going on in Congress? Congress is trying to pass bills despite a government shutdown. The H.R. 5371 Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act was passed by the House of Representatives on September 19th to keep the government funded and avoid further disruption. Defense Authorization Act of 2026, S-2296, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2026 is a priority bill. And it's working its way through Congress. I feel like he has all his people that are for whatever the fuck he got going on, that there is no more fighting it. It's just make sure it gets to the next person, make sure it gets to the next person so we can be done with this. Like, he has a list of shit and all of that shit is being greenlighted, okay? The Kids Online Safety Act, COSA. The Senate bill S-1748 has been a push through legislation in the effort to regulate children's online experiences. Now that I kind of get, okay? The impeachment resolution 353, a resolution to impeach Donald Trump, has been introduced to the House of Representatives. Now, what will happen with that? I don't know. How far that will go? I don't know, because we tried this before and nothing happened. They're trying to completely delete voting rights through the Supreme Court, going through Louisiana, quote unquote, this colorblind constitution. Ain't nobody fucking colorblind. Y'all are ignorant. The birthright citizenship order, the Supreme Court in June of 2025 curbed the power of federal judges to issue nationwide rulings and upheld a Trump administration policy regarding birthright citizenship. So basically, they improved him to be able to send you to a country you were not born in, nor do you know shit about, if he does not want you to be a U.S. citizen anymore. Ignorant as shit. Immigration detention standards, as far as September of 2025, totality of circumstances when detaining and interrogating individuals, a move that critics says lists limits on immigration sweeps. I feel like when it comes to ICE and immigration, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do, and nobody's going to be able to tell them shit. I feel like it's very scary to know your husband or your brother or your dad can go to work in the morning and not come home at night. Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows that he got picked up by ICE. Who do you call? How do you find this out? Like, there's so much that's wrong with this, with no point of contact, no let's make sure the families know. Like, they don't give a fuck. They're picking up people, not saying shit, putting them into places and not contacting family. And then you just think your family is missing. You think your kids are missing, let alone they got picked up by ICE. Okay, citizens are being picked up by ICE, zip tied by ICE, children being zip tied by ICE. Okay, what else is going on? There is a trade and tech summit, and that's scheduled for the end of October in Washington, D.C. The event will bring together public and private sector leaders to discuss intersection of trade, innovation, national security, and geopolitics. That's what the fuck is going on politically right now. If you are relying on healthcare through the government, you're fucked, basically. A lot of people were dropped from their insurance. A lot of people are going to be applying for their insurance for next year in November through their jobs. And I have a heavy feeling that a lot of people are going to not sign up for health insurance, because a lot of people cannot afford $3,000 extra coming out of their pay per year. A lot of people cannot afford paying $15,000 a month just to have insurance, and that does not include copays. You are tripping. I would rather take the penalty on my taxes of not having insurance for 2026 than to have insurance and miss all of that money out of my fucking paycheck. Are you crazy? People can't even pay their bills, buy groceries, and go to the doctors as it is. It's hard for people to go to the doctors when they're sick because they can't afford to be off. It's hard for people to go to the doctors when they're sick, have the appointment, and then you turn around and you tell them, oh, they got to pay $150 up front for the copay for the appointment. Bitch, I don't have $150 just to come see you. So a lot of people don't go to the doctors until it's too late. A lot of people don't get things seen and looked at until it's too late. And I think it's going to be more prominent that a lot of Americans who can will rather buy a ticket to go to another country and do all their checkups, do their dental work, do their physical, do their blood work, do their MRIs, because it's so much money in the United States because of greed. Not because it's more expensive, because of fucking greed. Okay? It's just a mess out here. It's just really disgusting what we're going to have to deal with the healthcare costs, people not being able to afford to buy a home, people not being able to afford new apartments, people not being able to afford what to do with their special needs children because he's pushing them out of public schools. First of all, having a child that special needs is already expensive. But having a child that special needs that has no school to go to because they're being pushed out, what do you do? Like, what do you do? It's just really crazy right now. Going to the grocery store is very annoying for me. Just because I really have to think through every fucking meal throughout the week. I gotta think through what needs to be paid, what can be moved, so this can get done. I have to think through what am I willing to have a late fee on versus not have a late fee on. It sucks. It sucks. And I have more allowances than other people do. I have more room to move around things than other people do. I am grateful that I can, but it's hard, like, taking time to spend money to go do something you want to do is few and far between when you are a parent and you have kids and you have a house and you have vehicles and you have insurance to pay. Like, even the lawn, I was like, well, maybe I'll get the lawn cut this weekend. I looked at that lawn. Fuck that grass. Let it die. Let that grass die. Like, it's damn near fall. There's leaves all over the ground. Do I necessarily need to cut the grass? It's not high grass. It is a lot of dead grass, but it could be cut. But I just don't feel like giving that man my money to cut it when I can use that money on something else. That's what it's like right now. Like, these kids, like, needing shit, having field trips I gotta pay for, Halloween costumes. Clearly, I'm not doing nothing big for Thanksgiving. I'm not traveling for Thanksgiving. I'ma just cook what I cook, be in the house, keep it very chill. I don't think my mom is coming for Thanksgiving. She does not like cold weather. Her body hates it. So she's in Florida. My youngest brother just moved to Texas. He got a new job. He moved to Texas. So there's that. I don't know what my brother is doing for Thanksgiving. Hopefully he's cooking because, I don't want to cook. What else is going on? I'm chilling. My ass been in the gym at least 6 days a week. Whew! I'm so excited to see, like, how my body is gonna look, like, after 4 months of me consistently going to the gym. I feel, like, a bit more toned. I will say that. But as for, like, looking in the mirror and seeing, like, a big difference, I don't, because I see myself every day. But people have said they see differences and changes. So I'm excited for that. Right now, Anya's getting her hair braided by my niece because she could braid hair very well. I do not have the talent to braid hair. That was never in the cards for me. Having old parents, I have adopted some of their arthritis. And my joints and my fingers cannot stay doing repetitive things too long because of a lockup. It has always been that way since I was like 22. It happens sporadically, but yeah, I can't. Braiding is not something I can do. So for the talented people around me, I'm just like, what hair I need to get, what time, I'll drop them off, get it done. Anya is in her stage of wanting to have her hair a certain way, and she hates when I do her hair because, girl, this is not my forte. When my mom wanted to do my hair, she did my hair, right? My mom couldn't braid either, but I had my hair relaxed from when I was 10 all the way up to like college. My hair was relaxed. I didn't start growing my hair naturally until 2023 again. And it's still natural, but it is a lot of work, you know, when I want certain styles to get done. If I don't go to the Dominican salon, straightening my hair can be like a hour and a half process, close to 2 hour process, I promise. It's having the right product is very important. Shit gets expensive in my house because Ari has a different type of hair. Anya's hair is kind of similar to mine, but not really. And then my hair is different. So imagine my beauty supply closet. Okay? It's ridiculous. I paid so many fucking bills this weekend. So many bills. I moved around my truck insurance to be due on a different date because having it be due on the 11th was killing me. I'm just like, this is such an odd week. Like, nah, we gotta push this more so into the like the third week. I wish I could like pay off this truck, so I wanna have this truck payment. This truck payment is ass. Just knowing, like, I'm throwing that money away every month. I'm close to finish paying it off. I still got to get brakes on that truck. It's just so much. It's like adulting shit. And I know y'all going through y'all own shit. Still dickless. That's a whole problem. Like, I feel like my days would be a bit better if that was also like on the table or a possibility, but because I'm not a random D supporter, that's just what it is right now. Yeah, I have a preteen that likes to argue. I feel like I have siblings and not daughters because they're always in my stuff. I have one slightly reliable father of child to deal with, and I have an unreliable father of child to deal with, but he has always been unreliable, so I don't really count on it. It's just like, damn, 11 years later, you still can't get right. Is that all that's happening? Yeah, that's pretty much it. She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor,
www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Deep prayer, more water, turn your fucking notifications off. like no matter what is going on, whether it's this government, these jobs that we don't fucking like, these people in our lives, these kids, find some balance through this shit. Like, find some balance through this shit. If you know you can't go to the doctor like you need to, make sure that diet is on point. Good hygiene, okay? Take your zinc. You hear that wind? It's a big old rain cloud passing through. That's crazy. But anywho, enjoy yourselves. I just needed to check in and say something that's slightly relatable. I am dropping this in the middle of the week because y'all, I know y'all not expecting it, but yes, I am doing a season about thoughts about shit that women do and women say and how women think. But at the same time, I am not an airhead. There are things going on in real life that are on my mind also. This season just has a focus. I think you can vote early in Georgia right now locally. So figure out who's running for what and vote. And don't complain next year when shit is fucked up and not how you would want it when you didn't show up and vote. Other than that, do your best. Shit. Keep that body active. And yeah, with the prices in the grocery store, we all gonna be skinny. We're all gonna be a little skinty, okay? Skinty and fit, because imagine all the fucking money companies are going to be wasting because nobody can buy this shit. Like, they have Halloween decorations out, Christmas decorations out, fall decorations out all at the fucking same time. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I really go to, like, Home Goods just to kill time and look at shit, because the reality is I don't need nothing out of here. Would I love some new candles? Yes. Do I need them? No. Like, everything is based upon a need. And what's really going to get me in my truck to drive to a store to go purchase some shit is if it's at a good price and there's a coupon. If there's no coupon and the price is decent, I probably won't be going. So I don't know what these malls are going to do. You know what I'm saying? They have to pay this fucking rent for a space where people are not really shopping like they used to, because people don't have the fucking money. You have all these jobs talking about we're hiring. What are you paying, bitch? What are you paying? Okay, and it should be mandatory for jobs to put this base salary that they're paying for positions in the description of the job. We should not be trying to find out your Victoria's Secret price of what you're trying to pay people for these demands that you have in this description. Be fucking for real. Like, in all actuality, I wish I was being paid enough money to podcast and not have to work a fucking corporate job and listen to people bitch because they can't have their way. Because the reality is, that's what it is. They know the rules. I know the rules. No, there's no extra considerations we can make for this account. This is what it is. Yes, they have a late payment. Their bill is this big because they are 2 months behind. People who are out here in the world who do not prioritize big price items in their lives, y'all are fucking scary. Like, I could never be on vacation knowing I don't have my money for my rent and all of my shit is in this house. Could never. I could never comfortably be out shopping and having a good time with my kids or my friends and knowing I'm 6 months behind on payments on my truck. The fact that y'all be having the audacity to go out and shop and park a vehicle that you haven't been paying for in a fucking parking lot and have the confidence that by the time you get out of this mall, by the time you get out of this restaurant that you did not have to go to, your vehicle is going to be in the parking lot? Y'all are scary. Scary. The fact that you are okay with your child having all of the latest toys and gadgets and iPads and games, but your child is in the fifth grade and cannot read? You haven't seen a report card? You don't know your child's teachers? Y'all are fucking scary. And that's the reality of today and why shit is so fucked up. Because people have this illusion that they don't have to care if somebody else is going to do it. Surprise, surprise! People got their own shit to give a fuck about. So if you don't give a fuck about the things that you need to give a fuck about, then it's all gonna go to shit. But anywho, that's all I wanted to say. I hope y'all have a great week. Halloween is next week. I'm not giving out no candy. I never give out candy. I'm never home. I don't even decorate my house with Halloween shit because I want the kids to know I ain't got no candy. Don't even waste your time walking up here. Okay? My kids don't even trick-or-treat in their neighborhood. They never have. I take them into Atlanta, mostly Midtown or Buckhead, to go trick-or-treat. We hit a couple of blocks. They usually have the candy out in the buckets. They grab what they want. I say in like 45 minutes to an hour, we're done. I'm taking the wagon so we don't have to carry around that fucking candy. I don't have to go to the door with them because they're old enough to go to the door and come back. They have mini flashlights. They know the drill. Keep it cute. I check all the candy. All the candy goes in the front seat. And when I get home, I split it between chocolates and sour and gummy shit. And I put it in different candy containers. And that's the candy throughout the year. Anybody comes to my house, you have a sweet tooth, go in one of the candy jars. Like, keep it cute, right? And please check the candy, okay? Because there are sick people out here who want to put shit in candy still. That is a thing. If the candy looks weird, if it looks like it's from another country, you're not familiar, you don't want to test it, throw it away, all right? Do not put mint candies in with chewy candies because it's going to smell like mint on everything. This is jacket and trunk season. I'm trying to think about what else I got to tell y'all before I get off of this mic. Don't be cute thinking you don't need a coat or a jacket. Wear the fucking jacket, put it in the trunk. Gets a little chilly, go in your trunk, get the jacket. All right. Up your immune system. Get you some liquid oregano oil. Get you some edelberry. Use your HSA money. If you have that account, go get your meds that you need. Do not pay out of pocket. You already paid for that. It's in an account. Use your HSA. Get your facial creams. Anything medicated or for medical use, you can use your HSA on, okay? That's soaps, face cream, certain lotions, medicine, pain pills, anything for your eyes, shit like that. What else? Nothing else. I think I'm done. Anywho, y'all be great. You already know where to find me. Shambi Podden. Don't be a stranger. Ta-ta! Au revoir!